laborers together with God in the church, September 15, representatives of God's government. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. The church of Christ is to be clean, pure, and sanctified unto God. Its members stand before the world as representatives of the heavenly government. They are embarked, so long as time shall last, upon an enterprise of mercy. It is God's desire that all who profess to believe in the truth of His Word shall make it known. Their persevering fidelity will be richly rewarded. The kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Let us then not be weary in well-doing. Let us yield our hearts entirely to the teachings of the Word of the great medical missionary. According to our own faith in the message will be our earnestness and our power in promoting the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We are to become laborers together with God, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Every day of our lives we face new obligations. The termination of one duty is the beginning of the next. Our lives are to be spent in solemn service for the Master. We are the Lord's servants. The members of Christ's church are to be examples of life service, of complete obedience to our great example. Every day our work will be appointed unto us according to our several ability. In prayerful, watchful service, we shall perfect characters after the divine similitude, characters with which God will be pleased and that will fit us for an entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord is waiting to manifest through His people His grace and power. Individually, we are to walk and talk with God. Then the sacred influence of the gospel of Christ in all its preciousness will appear in our lives.